What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Bizarre Junkies. I am your host, Austin Alvarez. Yeah, it's been a day. Hope you guys are doing good. Rick, the TV's not on.
I will get that on for you.
Oh, okay. I was like telling him, I was like, Rick, I can't see. I'm blind right now. But hope you guys are doing well. Jory's in the house. He thought I wasn't going to shout him out. Jory's here. Jory, how good was that fight, that to go the distance on the Max Holloway fight? To go the distance. Don't ask George about it. Yeah. Yeah, we're we've been live. We'll do what you're talking about. What is up, everybody? Good to see everybody. We got Rick in the house.
Hello, hello. How goes it, people?
We got Rick on the rig.
Indeed, Rick on the rig.
Let me get the other one up. We're going to do a short little stream today. I think we're going live every single day, except for yesterday, obviously. But
crazy.
But you know how that goes.
I admire the stamina right off of the 24 hour.
Well, yeah, sure. Man. I'm trying to make this a full-time thing, dude.
Fair enough.
I'm waiting for, was that you? I'm just hearing shit. All right. I'm just going insane. I'm waiting for people to funnel in because I have an announcement about the ghost hunt.
Ooh, okay.
I did have to push it back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude. It's giving me like, I think it was just because of the 24 hour, like I didn't have time to work on it. So it was giving me like mad anxiety working on it.
I was excited for the 19th. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Travis isn't going to be here. Like I don't have a premiere set up for it.
That's fair.
So yeah.
Can't rush greatness, Austin.
So I'm thinking May 3rd.
May 3rd. Okay. We'll be putting that in my calendar.
Yes. Yes. But how was your weekend, Rick? You were pretty much here the entire 24 hour. How was your first 24 hour?
It was eventful. I've told all my friends. I've told my mother about that dog, that legendary dog that came in.
Yeah,
the studio.
I keep telling everybody I held an Ewok.
I told them I held a dog with a nut of gold because, I mean,
That dog makes money to come.
10 grand. Crazy.
Yeah, that dog makes money.
Insane.
Dog makes money.
Did you watch UFC 300?
Of course. I was at George's house.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, that's why I asked Jory about it because Jory was there too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
That Holloway fight.
George had a bet for the Holloway fight to go the distance.
Okay.
And it ended with 1 second left. And he hates when I say this stat, but do you know how many fights now have had that happen to them in the UFC?
Oh, is that common?
Just guess.
I'll say like 1 in 10. No,
No. Just give me a number. How many times do you think it's happened?
What the fuck? I say 1 in 10 for. I'm so dumb. I'm gonna say eight.
Okay. Final answer.
Okay, well, your vibe is giving me more.
More? Okay, all right, it's two. That was the second time it ever happened.
Okay.
As far as I know, the first time was Yair Rodriguez, Korean Zombie, and it ended the same way where Korean Zombie could have just held on.
Mm.
Could have just held on, but he came up with an elbow. It was a weird freak elbow up and knocked him out, and they called it.
Damn.
And if he would have just held on, I think, for like 3 more seconds, or I think 2 seconds. He would have won the fight.
George was punching the air. Holy fuck.
Because he was like 30 seconds later. He's like, oh, I'm good. And then I see Max look at him and do this. I say, you're not good.
Oh, yeah. When he pointed at the
he's
ground.
He's done that 3 times now. Yeah.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah, you're not in a good spot when that happens.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. All right, folks. So today we are going to be watching some creepy videos again. We will be live again tomorrow. So please tune in tomorrow. But, all right, this first one just says a close call. And we can just full screen all of these, Rick.
Sounds good.
So let me zoom it in a little bit here. And we will be live again tomorrow. Oh, my God. Dumbass me. Every time. Every time. Oh, you can pull it down. Pull it down. it's this one. Cool. All right, now for real. This one says a close call. We're good now. We're good now, Rick. We're good. damn.
Jesus Christ.
Curry Henry in the chat, what's up? Yeah, man. That shit is crazy.
You could not pay me enough to stand under that fucking crane, man.
All right, this next one says, let's put George on this bad boy. George isn't even here for this one, but this will be funny.
In spirit, we'll clip it for him.
Well, I'll just show him right after the show, but yeah, I think we will clip it.
That works too.
Oh my God.
All right, let's talk about it. This video went super viral with thousands
I know what
thousands
that is.
Of people asking, what exactly is this? Being the strange, morbidly curious person I am,
kinda got me
I
feeling something.
To find that device as well as countless other interesting items at the Lara Museum in Ronda, Spain. The museum is the private collection of Juan Antonio Jury.
What in the world is that?
I took the 3D tour of the historical building, and it is filled with dozens and dozens of antique watches, clocks, cameras, bullfighting paraphernalia, and much more. The cellar, which is by far the most interesting in my opinion, is known as the Living Inquisition. Down in the cellar showcases things from the Spanish Inquisition as well as witchcraft. They also have a slew of other torture devices, the rack, the iron chair, and the Judas cradle, to name a few. That is also where you will find what is called the Consolation Machine. A deep dive into who created this machine, what was it for, and when was it built, turns up nothing. I managed to find a few pictures of the paper that is located on the machine in the video, and it reads as follows. The sex for Christianity is the most shameful act a human being can show. For this reason, it was thought to regulate it in a serious way. It was fixed some days of prohibition, and other days were authorized by only a procreation purpose. People who didn't obey
nice.
These rules went to the hell. For witches
to
were
the
impossible
hell.
To obey these rules the church imposed. My takeaway from that is that it was used against women or witches to punish them for indulging in such lewd acts. Still, so many questions. Let me know what you think down in the comments.
I'm sure they were like, oh no, don't take me back. Please, like, don't punish me again.
It's like a little booty buster.
Or other buster.
Or, true. It is 2024.
It is 2024. Fucking these puzzle things, dude. TikTok makes you do this like, did you see it?
No,
I fucking missed it.
What?
Look at, just pull up my screen. This TikTok makes you do this every time where you have to like.
Oh, I love these. It like stimulates my brain a little bit while I'm on
are
the
you
internet.
Pull it down. All right, Rick, that's enough out of you. Oh, God, folks. All right. Ozzy's son was at a removal of an alien implantation with Jeremy Corbell. Crazy statement.
Yeah, that was
crazy.
That was a lot.
It's a lot to unpack there, folks.
I got invited to a abductee survivor group. There was a guy named Dr. Leah.
What?
He removed alien implants from people.
Wow.
Yeah, and in 2016, maybe 14, I got invited to a removal of an implant. Jeremy Corbell was there.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like a fledgling filmmaker. This was his first thing he was filming. I was actually there when they removed the implant.
How
I was,
big is it?
To be honest with you, it kind of looked like a large kidney stone. It was about the size of a grain of rice. The crazy thing was when I was there and they tried to remove it, as they were trying to grab it, it was moving.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was a kidney stone.
A moving kidney stone, Austin.
Yeah.
It could have been. It could
hey,
have been.
I've seen weirder things, okay? Don't fucking
fair
laugh
enough,
at me.
Fair enough, fair enough.
All right, all right.
Okay, all right.
this one says, what do you guys think? Interesting.
My guy, the phone. Yo, are you seeing this? Yo, holy shit.
Yeah, I don't.
They're like Fortnite dancing. Did you see that?
Dude. Yeah, no. This is CG for sure.
No, yeah, the National Guard would get called if.
Well, I mean, you saw that, right? There was like every cop car in Miami was there.
I don't know. I'm a little.
I'm still suspicious about that too.
Yeah.
All right. One of the horrific trials of Unit 731. I think this is the one from World War II. All right, we'll mute that. Oh my God, it's images.
What?
All right, let's read this. Yeah, Curry Henry said cap, yeah. Yoshimura Hisato, a psychologist in Unit 731, or physiologist in Unit 731, had a special interest in hypothermia and used human subjects to test humans' reactions to frostbites. Hisato routinely submerged prisoners' limbs in a tub of water filled with ice and held them there until the limbs were frozen solid and a coat of ice were formed over the skin. He timed the victims to check how long it took for the human bodies to develop frostbites. According to one of the witnesses to the frostbite testing, the limbs made a sound like a plank of wood when struck with a cane. Then he tried different methods for rapidly thawing of the frozen appendage, such as dousing limbs with hot water, open fire, or leaving the subject untreated overnight to see how long it took for the prisoner's blood to thaw it out. Unit 731 was able to prove scientifically that the best treatment for frostbite was to immerse it in water a bit warmer than 100 degrees, but never more than 122 degrees. It's so terrifying, but the fact that we have, like, the reason why we have so much scientific knowledge is because of World War II.
Yeah, no, this is horrific, but, I mean, shout out to this guy. Like,
Rick, not shout out to this guy.
Yeah, right?
I mean, no, like, but in the science community, maybe, but, like, morally, like, what?
Okay, well, hear me out.
That's getting clipped, Rick. I hope you know that's getting clipped.
Hear me out, right?
Hey, shout out to this guy.
Now, if you get a frostbite, you know what to do because shout out to this guy. I don't know, Austin. I think I'm onto something.
I almost want to start a poll. Is Rick onto something?
You should. I guarantee you I'm winning. I'll put a parlay down and I'm winning.
I'll put a parlay down. All right. Relax. All right, let's go. Is Rick onto something? Start poll. I'm voting no.
In case chat needs an update, the thing that I'm on to is that the guy.
This guy. Here, hold on. Yeah, this guy.
Yeah, this guy. This guy on screen.
Or probably this guy. One of these guys.
One of these guys. One of these cement men who tested people and their ability to cope with frostbite. I'm saying they're kind of the one. Like, they're kind of that guy.
Because there's already three votes. 67% said no.
Okay, well, let's wait for the let's wait for the other percentage of the chat, because I think we're sleeping on me.
Lady Rose, what's up? Are we onto something?
I think we are. Austin, if you got frostbite right now in the studio, you would know what to do.
How would I get fucking frostbite in Nevada right now?
I can find some ice.
I would go to the hospital.
Anyway,
yeah, that's what I thought.
Just
Rick.
Go to the next clip, Austin. All just right, go to the next clip.
Oh man, this one. All right, it says Hitler's super bunker. I thought it's my dumbass. I thought it's Hitler's super blinker. Like, he hit a blinker on a pen. I was like, whoa, yo, what?
Hitler took the fattest hit of his life.
Dude, I hit a bong for the first time over the weekend.
Okay,
I hit a baby ass. All right, let's take a look at this. This is terrifying looking. Let's watch one more time. Franny's saying it wouldn't have been figured out without the actual lost life. Yeah, I know. It's like morally
Thank
fucked up, but scientifically like... Eh.
Thank you, Franny.
All right. That was Hitler's super bunker, everybody.
A little sparse.
Well, I mean, it's been decaying for like 78 years.
But, like...
Oh, this one just says, God has left the chat. Yo, what? What? Roach Tech. Designing an... I kind of want that. That's kind of fucked up, but don't you... Like, isn't that kind of cool, though?
No, that shit would scare the... I fucking hate roaches, Austin.
Oh, Franny's saying he's not agreeing with you. He said it would have been figured out without the actual loss of life. I'm sorry, Franny. Let's watch this again. Let's watch how to control roaches. He hooks, like, a Raspberry Pi to it. Interesting.
We should get one of those for the studio.
Yeah?
That would be magnificent. Or we get like a desert scorpion. Something native.
Okay, still so, sitting at three votes, 67% said, no, Rick, you're not onto anything.
Okay, well, listen. No, I don't have anything else.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Relax.
Okay, Austin.
All right, this one says another close call. All right, we're on to another one. Yo, what? What the fuck is that noise? Let's watch it again without the noise, though. So this dude's running out, and he almost gets stampeded by a fucking hippo.
I thought that was a walrus for a second.
Don't, like, hippos have more confirmed human kills than, like, whales? Or not whales, but sharks?
I think so.
Let's look it up. Do hippos have more kills than sharks? Yeah, so statistically speaking, hippos are responsible for more human deaths each year compared to sharks. While sharks are often portrayed as dangerous predators, many shark attacks on humans are relatively rare, and fatal shark attacks are even rarer.
Okay, but, like, who's fucking with a hippo?
A lot of tourists in, like, Africa.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Didn't think about that.
And they're pretty fast on land. Like, that's the thing, is they're like, oh, they're a really? Water animal. They can't... It's dead. Just gone. Yeah, Franny's posting whales. Yeah. You're funny, Franny. I know. Whales. Not scared of whales. I was in my friend's chat yesterday. He had to, like, explain to everybody why there was whale emojis being spammed every time I said something.
Why is there...
Did we not tell you?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm not seeing the connection here.
Okay, so a few weeks ago when we started really doing the daily lives, I was talking about submechanophobia.
Okay.
And how I am terrified of submechanophobia. Now, here, don't pull my screen up yet, but this is what I pull up every time. I've had to explain it to you, to Travis, and to George. You can pull it up now. This is not a real whale.
What the fuck is that?
This is not a real whale. That's an animatronic whale. Okay. In a very tiny lake in Massachusetts.
Okay.
What gets me is, like, you don't see it in the water until it comes out, and it's massive. This was a meme, though, made by Crumb, one of our... This was all happened in the same stream. They found out I didn't like whales, or not whales. Fuck, they even got me... They're fucking gaslighting it. They found out I didn't like animatronics, but I used this as an example. So they made this meme.
I see. So... Well, are you averse to the animatronic part or the whale part?
The animatronic part. I've seen whales in real life and been fine.
Have you ever watched Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah, like, that shit is creepy.
Oh, okay.
But it's submechanophobia, so it's like man-made objects underwater.
I see.
So, like, if you look underwater and then there's, like, a fucking, like, huge, like, sunken ship, like, that shit, I'm like...
Ugh. Gotcha.
You can pull this down, because I want to show you something else, but I got to pull up Discord.
That's interesting. It's a very particular phobia.
Yeah. How's everybody doing in the chat today, though? Thank you again to everybody who showed up for the 24-hour live stream. People thought I was going live for 24 hours. No, I was here for 24 hours. It was the Bizarre Junkies takeover. So we started at 11 p.m., but because everyone's like, you went from 11 p.m. to 11 p.m.? No, we started at 5 a.m. that morning, and I just so happened to start at 11 p.m. I took over that chunk. And then we had it went up to 6 votes. The percentage is the exact same.
Okay, yeah, but see, now someone voted yes. I'm telling you,
Shut up.
I'm telling you, Austin, I think just this isn't the right group to consensus.
We need a better control group. Okay, hold on. Hold on. So Crumb made this meme. That's me. But you put the whale...
I mess with it.
Yeah, dude.
So, like, you just have, like, a fear, like, he can just come out the ground right now?
No.
Like...
Dude, shut up, Rick. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. That's what more people are saying. People are agreeing with you, but then equally as many people are also not agreeing with you.
See, but the point is...
Point is what,
Rick? The point is I have a point. That's the thing. It's like, there are people out there who are thinking the way I'm thinking.
Okay, Rick.
Think about that.
All right, Rick, whatever you say. This next one says a digital recreation of the Apple stabbing. What is the Apple stabbing? I don't. Sensitive content. All right. Ooh, let's see if we how quickly we get. Apple.
Hi, everyone. This is about the Apple River stabbing trial. It's an illustration showing that where people were and how things were unfolded. Please follow and comment on my videos. This is the Apple River in Somerset, Wisconsin. Here in the green circle is a group of teen boys on the float trip. This circle represents the area where the Apple River stabbings took place. The man in red is named Nick, and he is the one on trial this week for the stabbing death of one and the attempted murder of four others. There is video taken by one of the boys in the group, and that angle of view at the start of the video takes place here. Here's a clip of Nick charging at the boys who are just sitting in their tubes.
Damn, that's a unit right
that's
there.
That's fucking terrifying.
Triangle choke right there.
The recording of the video started because Nick was acting strange around them beforehand. The group saw him snorkeling and tried to ask him questions, but he didn't answer or respond.
You know what meme goes well with that?
They started to mock him with
words. No, I don't, Austin.
Weave, bop, bop.
So he charged him in an act of intimidation. Personally, I think he was feeling for his knife before he charged them, with the thought of puncturing their tubes.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Back at the
river, I need a new nickname. What was my nickname?
Groups were located. Group one is the teenage boys. Over here to the left is group two. They are comprised of family members and friends who had a number of them stabbed and attacked by Nick.
How did he get to all
Holy
fucking
shit.
Four groups?
Yeah.
He is Nick's group, and this is where he came from. Zooming back in, we're going to follow what Nick did. After charging the boys, Nick had dropped his goggles and snorkel. He slowly meandered around to the front of the tubes after the teens had jumped out because of the charge. The teens started yelling and laughing at the stranger who just approached them without explanation. Group 2 takes notice and walks over to confront Nick with the boys, which is where the main incident takes place. This red dot represents the stabbing event that lasts less than 15 seconds. Afterwards, Nick begins to walk upstream towards his group. Partway up, he deviates and goes across the river to the riverbank, where he throws a knife into the brush. He then continues back to his group on the other side of the river. During the next 20 minutes, the injured are carried to the riverbank. Many bystanders try to help, including some nurses. Some of the injured and others helping make their way downstream to the bridge and exit onto the bank where police are starting to arrive. One of the last things to point out is, after 20 minutes, many police officers and EMS flood the river with personnel and sirens. Nick's group calmly, without saying a word to anyone, start floating down past them as nothing happened.
Thanks for watching. That was it? That was the whole thing?
He just stabbed them and he just got the fuck out of
Dodge. So it sounds like
he's like,
I'm tired of these fucking kids talking so goddamn loud on my river cruise. Da, da, da. Just leave. What?
Okay, but he was trying to stab the inner tube and then he stabbed a human being. Oh, wait, no. There was like a confrontation after. Is that what happened?
I don't even know. Rose is saying, I watched about this. He was looking for a friend's phone. They attacked that man. So he stabbed him?
So I think he tried to, and then he missed.
They said people were stabbed.
No, but then they went back to confront him, and then he stabbed them then?
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I just report it how it comes. I just report it.
He stabbed someone, and then he just floated gingerly down the river. Away.
Yeah, he's like, all right, I'm done.
That's crazy.
All right,
That's
see you guys.
Insane.
This one says, paranormal activity? The attendants of this funeral sure do think so. Oh, it's moving. That is creepy because, like, the wind wouldn't just move it back and forth like that. It's like it's walking.
Gracias, tía.
Damn. Definitely creepy, though, at a funeral of all places.
Yeah, it is a little spooky.
Yeah. Still at 6 votes, 67% of people saying Rick is not onto something.
Again. I think we're just in the wrong group here.
They're going to rewatch this.
I think there's a group of people who would concur with my theory.
Well, why do you think of that? This one says, a man saves another person with fractions of a second left. Much like Max Holloway and Justin Gaethje.
Yeah, but he ain't save him.
Oh, I've seen this one. Yeah, this cruise ship coming in. Bro, get out of there, dude. Oh, he was saving the guy. Okay, let's watch it again. Damn.
From the very small screen I'm looking at back here, for a second, I thought he was trying to push the boat away. Like one man Superman. It, yeah, like...
Like Spider-Man on the subway. What if he did, though?
Fuck, man. I'm not fucking with him.
Just whatever you want.
Yeah, well, like, take me, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I skipped some. This one says, I got a sensation of peace from this video. What about you guys? Oh, yeah, that girl is just chilling.
He's just a little guy.
Oh. Yeah, no, he's just chilling.
That's it. Just a little guy.
Just a little dude. Just a little dude. This one says, spiders in Australia are mad. Maybe we cover this? No, I don't think we did.
Thing is huge.
Did it get you?
Fuck, it got me.
It got Rick. It didn't get me. I knew it's coming.
Thing is huge.
Bro, Australia, honest to God, is hell on earth. Like, yeah. The beasts are insane. It is the hell of earth.
Yeah. Lady Rose is saying Rick shall not win the vote.
To each their own.
How does that make you feel, Rick?
To each their own. To each their own. I just don't think that we're, again, it's not the right group of people. It's okay. That's okay.
If people are wondering what the, I kept this up. People are wondering what the poll is. It's that he's saying that this man right here, who did experiments on humans during World War II, found out what the how to remedy frostbite by killing dozens of people.
Just saying.
And Rick, what are you saying? Where were you on to, Rick?
Okay, so I'm just saying, if Austin in the studio right now got frostbite, we would know how to save him because of that man. that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. If right now, if your leg froze off, I would go outside and get a lukewarm bucket of water and stick your leg in it. All because of that man.
So I added a poll on YouTube. It says, do you think Rick is onto something? Yes or no? He said he was hoping to get me twice today. How'd you get me the first time?
You got?
Apparently I got.
I think you got.
I guess I got. I don't know, man, but there's one thing I wanted to pull up because it was a hot topic for Franny and I this morning. Let's see if I can pull it up. Rick says, I don't think you would, or Franny says, I don't think you would save him.
Yeah, no comment.
Okay, we can pull this up. Christopher Cantwell. Oh, and also internet, we did these two. The famous Disneyland ghost videos. Yep, us. Stuntman dressed in white laid over clean footage and out through VFX overlays. Shot in the park overnight. I love that they live on. That's so sad.
I have no idea what this video is.
So, have you never seen the Disneyland ghost videos?
No.
Oh, dude. Dude.
We've
put them a lot on here. So this video right here is okay. One of them. And that's the front of Haunted Mansion. Like, that's the path you walk through. So there's like a silhouetted figure walking through.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, Lady Rose is right. I get a nice bubble bath. That's how we would cure.
Exactly. And we wouldn't know that if that man didn't
that man did not say to give a bubble bath. All right.
It's a nice little gingerly warm bubble bath is enough to save your life.
Oh my god, it did it again. Ignore me. We got Anthony Ward in the chat on Facebook. He's a top fan on Facebook too. Thank you, Anthony.
Okay, shout out Anthony.
The worst torture I've heard of was the bowl where they burn someone inside the bowl. Yeah, that one's pretty fucked up. I've heard of that one too.
What?
You ever heard of that?
They burn someone inside of a bowl? A bowl?
Like an animal. Here you go. Brazen bowl.
What the fuck?
Put them in there, you put a fire under it, and you go, all right, thanks, sir. You let them rip. It's awful. Medieval torture is some of the worst. Like, yeah, we do heinous shit now, but like they did that shit for fun back then.
So how is that worse than burning like normally? Like someone just throwing you in like a fire pit?
Let's find out. A fire is then lit beneath the belly of the bull, causing the person inside to slowly roast alive. Being burned down to death is bad enough, but now just imagine that, but slowed down 10 times and you're close to the suffering of those who were put to death in the breath. So it's just like a torture way. It's like, we're going to slowly cook you alive.
I see.
Fire, a couple minutes, you're done.
You get a meal, though.
Yeah, I mean, you feed the whole town with that.
Hey, well, no, you can, like, eat the wall?
It's like metal, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, they're going to cook you in wood? No, dude, they cook you in, like a copper, fucking, like a metal bowl.
I see.
You fucking Rick, Jesus. I knew it was going to be good when I had Rick engineering today, but that's kind of all we have for today. We will be live again tomorrow, as of right now, at 12:30 tomorrow.
Excited.
Actually, I think it's 12:45. Aquarius Batty 87 says, hey guys, just passing through to show some love. Noah put me onto the channel back in November, and I've been enjoying it ever since. Aquarius, I really appreciate you. Thanks for joining the stream today. I hope you have a good time. Before we go ahead and leave, I just want to make the announcement one more time. I am delaying the Ghost Hunt release to May 3rd. It's almost there, but I also want to make sure we can do it right. Now, with that being said, I am still releasing content only for YouTube members a few times a week. So if you're not already a YouTube member, it's only 99 cents a month. You can join and you'll get access to special content from our previous Ghost Hunt, as well as content from this Ghost Hunt that you won't see if you're not a member. So that's also another way to help support the channel. Because look at Rick. Look at him. How are we going to support him?
Please feed me.
I wasn't going to say that.
Please help me. Austin does not hate me.
That's because I don't get paid.
It's tough out here for both of us.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know, Aquarius. Everybody's looking forward to it, but I really want to make sure I do it right for you guys. So that's why I'm going to release extra content from it for YouTube members. But I appreciate you understanding. It's not something I did lightly. Editing these things, especially with how much of a workload I have here at the studio, causes a lot of anxiety. It causes a lot of like stress, which is fine. I mean, I signed up for it. I do enjoy it to an extent, but we had the 24 hour on Friday, and all last week I maybe got to work on the Ghost Hunt for maybe like an hour or two. So yeah, but it's coming out May 3rd. It's getting there though. Like I spent a good 4 or 5 hours on it today, and it was going really well. And Aquarius said, I'm going to pray for you, Rick.
Thank you.
To be fair, this man walked in with food, I think.
I did not.
Oh.
I am.
What'd you walk in with today?
Deeply hungry.
Red Bull?
No. Actually, okay.
Thank you, Aquarius. That's true. It's I want to make sure I put out a good product for you guys.
I'm going to use my pedestal right here. Someone in the office stole my energy drink from the 24 hour.
And who was it?
I'm livid.
What energy drink was it?
It was green.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of drunk people here during the 24 hour, especially like right around when we were going on. So I totally get that. But go check out our episode. If you missed the 24 hour, we're going to be re-releasing that content. We just had an interview with Stephanie Strange, who's a crazy, crazy good content creator. She is a medium as well as a paranormal investigator. And we had her on for a little bit. And we played Guess That Cryptid, which is a fun game, which I might start doing more often. But yeah, so I want to say thank you to everybody for watching today. I know we're trying to get back on schedule. It's a little weird. I might even also move these to nighttime and do them from home. Just because I know later in the day is a little bit easier for people. But yeah, so I wanted to say thank you again to everybody. Thank you to Rick for engineering.
Please feed me.
Oh my God, Rick. He's smiling right now. He thinks it's funny.
I'm very hungry.
You're maybe like people who are just listening think I'm an asshole right now, Rick. I think that's your point. But please consider becoming a YouTube member. Check out all of our other content. And until next time, everybody, stay bizarre.